The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Wednesday, October 28th. What to know about mailing in your ballots if you haven't already, why some experts say it may be time to find another way to turn it in. Also, a recent officer-involved shooting has sparked protests and riots in Philadelphia, and a hurricane is on track to hit New Orleans today. Plus, this year's World Series champion, why internet from SpaceX is now an option, and the massive discovery found in Australia's Great Barrier Reef. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. With just 6 days before Election Day, experts have a warning for anyone who still has a mail-in ballot. They suggest you drop it off in person at election offices or secure drop boxes instead of sending it through the mail. And if you requested but have not received your ballot yet, they say plan to vote early in person if that's an option where you live. That's because, as the Washington Post reports, mail service is lagging, especially in certain swing states like Michigan and Wisconsin. And that's a big problem because those same states also do not accept mail-in ballots that arrive after Election Day, regardless of the postmark. Around the country, about 86% of first-class mail is being delivered on time, and the U.S. Postal Service says election mail, like ballots, are the agency's top priority now through Election Day. Still, the USPS has urged voters to mail ballots at least a week before Election Day, and we are now past that deadline. And other experts say we're close enough to the election date now that it is time to find a backup plan just in case. If you've already sent your ballot in through the mail, you're not alone. So far, United States Elections Project reports more than 71 million Americans have already voted, and 2/3 of them by mail. And the Post reports that puts this year's election on track for historic voter turnout at a participation rate not seen since the early 1900s. Remember, election and voting rules can vary by state. To find a polling place near you, check early voting rules, see your registration status and more. You can check out resources like vote.org. Tense protests turned violent in Philadelphia 2 nights in a row, leaving police officers hurt and businesses damaged. The protests started in response to officers shooting and killing a black man named Walter Wallace on Monday, who was armed with a knife. The first protest involved hundreds of people Monday night. It ended with 30 police officers injured and 91 people arrested for assault and looting. Some rioters threw rocks, bricks, and other items at officers. One officer was run over by a pickup truck. Her leg was broken, but she's expected to survive. There were more protests throughout the day yesterday, but those were mostly peaceful. Then when the sun went down last night, things got tense again. Police said about 1,000 people looted businesses, and at least one more officer was injured when people threw objects at police. City officials have asked for help from law enforcement agencies around the state. The White House says it's also prepared to deploy federal resources in response. Of course, there's also an investigation into the shooting itself. Wallace's death was captured on cell phone video, and in that video, you can see Wallace walking quickly towards officers with the knife as they demanded he drop the weapon. Well, Wallace ignored them, but his family members say he suffered from a mental illness, and they think police officers should have tried another non-deadly way to subdue him. Instead, two officers fired about 7 shots each, and Wallace died in the hospital shortly after. Both officers are now on leave as authorities investigate this, which is standard practice in these types of cases. Philadelphia's mayor said the video brought up difficult questions that must be answered. The president of the local police union said the officers involved are also traumatized by the shooting, and he's asking for patience during this investigation. A disgraced self-improvement guru who founded the cult-like company Nexium will now spend the rest of his life in prison. A federal judge sentenced Keith Raniere to 120 years behind bars. He was convicted of sex trafficking and extortion, along with other criminal charges. Prosecutors say Raniere branded his victims, treated them as slaves, and sexually assaulted them for 15 years. More than a dozen victims testified in court, calling Raniere a liar, a sociopath, and more. Some have told their stories before. The cult has been the subject of 2 TV documentary series this year. For a long time, his Nexium followers included millionaires and Hollywood actors. The cult charged thousands of dollars for invitation-only self-improvement courses at its headquarters in Albany, New York. But after gaining his followers' trust and getting them to reveal embarrassing secrets and sometimes photos of themselves, Ranieri would blackmail people into having sex with him and working for him for free. Ranieri and his lawyers continue to defend NXIVM and argue Ranieri never used force. But the judge spoke to the victims directly, telling them what happened to them was not their fault. A judge has now ruled the Department of Justice cannot defend President Trump in a defamation lawsuit. Or in other words, the president will have to hire his own legal team. Remember, this goes back to a dispute between President Trump and columnist E. Jean Carroll. She's accused the president of raping her in a department store dressing room back in the 90s. But she's not suing him over that alleged assault. It's because last year Trump called her a liar and said he had never met her before. And Carroll says that is not true and ruins her reputation, so she's suing him for defamation. Well, the Justice Department tried to take over the case last month, substituting the United States as the defendant instead of President Trump, since the president made those statements while he was in office. But a federal judge ruled yesterday that's not allowed. He said Trump's statements were not made in any official capacity as president, so the lawsuit should move forward as it was, and American taxpayers will not be footing the bill for his defense. So far, no reaction to the ruling from the Justice Department or President Trump. And to be clear, there's still no decision on the actual lawsuit itself. That is still in process. Another tropical storm is churning in the Gulf of Mexico this morning, and it's on track to make a direct hit on New Orleans as a Category 1 hurricane by this evening. Louisiana has already been hit by three other named storms just since August, Marco, Laura, and Delta, and now Zeta is headed that way. It could bring heavy rain and powerful winds. But at least a little good news is it's expected to be a fast-moving storm, which means there's not a big flood risk. Still, Louisiana's governor says it's important that everyone get their game plan together. And that means prepare to evacuate, be without power, or go to a shelter if it does come to that. President Trump approved a disaster declaration for Louisiana last night, which should help free up federal resources. Hurricane warnings are in effect along the Louisiana and Mississippi coasts. Tropical storm warnings are in effect across parts of Alabama and Florida. All right, we have more news coming up, but first, thanks to our sponsor this week, Native. I believe reading labels is key. I do it with everything in order to make informed decisions, from the food I buy to the personal care products I use. And that's part of why I love my deodorant from Native. Native has ingredients you've actually heard of, like coconut oil and shea butter, and it's aluminum-free. Native never uses ingredients like aluminum, parabens, sulfates, or talc. And you don't have to sacrifice on odor protection either. Native keeps you smelling and feeling so fresh. I love every scent of Native deodorant I've tried, from coconut and vanilla to lavender and rose. And get this, Native is risk-free to try. Every product comes with free shipping in the U.S., plus free 30-day returns and exchanges. So do what I did and make the switch to Native by going to nativedeo.com/newsworthy or use the promo code newsworthy at checkout and get 20% off your first order. That's nativedeo.com/newsworthy or use promo code newsworthy at checkout for 20% off your first order. Now back to the news. For the first time since 1988, the Los Angeles Dodgers are World Series champions. The Dodgers beat the Tampa Bay Rays last night in Game 6 by 3-1. Of course, it's been the shortest, most unconventional season for the Dodgers and everyone else in the MLB. The season that was supposed to start on March 26th was delayed 4 months because of the pandemic. And when it did restart, it did so with very few fans in attendance. Even the World Series was played in front of just 11,000 fans in a stadium big enough to hold nearly four times that many at a neutral site in Arlington, Texas. After the win, the Dodgers put out a statement on Twitter saying, quote, "This is more than just a trophy. It is a tribute to the resilience of this organization and the people of Los Angeles." Oh, and it's been a pretty great year for LA sports fans. This latest victory comes just 2 weeks after the Los Angeles Lakers won the NBA championship. A panel of U.S. health experts say Americans should start getting screened for colon cancer earlier. They now say testing should start at 45 years old rather than the previously recommended 50. The new recommendations come from the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force, which is basically a team of doctors and experts who set health guidelines for Americans. The task force says colon cancer seems to be affecting more and more adults at a younger age. It's been trending that way for several years. Doctors are not exactly sure why, but they say earlier screening would likely save lives. If the guidelines are officially finalized by this panel, that would mean screenings for those 45 and up would be covered by most private insurance plans with no copay. SpaceX is one step closer to launching its Starlink internet. Reuters reports the company is now letting select people sign up to test the service out in states like Washington, Wisconsin, and Idaho. The internet service is provided by satellites orbiting Earth, and the hope is they'll eventually provide connectivity to every corner of the globe. But first, it's going to be rolled out across the U.S. and Canada before the end of the year. SpaceX still needs to work out the kinks, though. So this week, it sent emails to certain people asking if they want to give it a try. It will cost $99 a month for the internet, plus a $500 setup fee. SpaceX has warned that for now, the service might not be perfect. Internet speeds could vary, and there might even be brief periods of no connection at all. That said, the company says things should get better with time. It already has 800 internet satellites in space, and eventually it hopes to have thousands. Scientists have discovered a massive coral reef off the coast of Australia. It's about 1,600 feet tall, taller than the Empire State Building, and its base is nearly a mile wide. It was discovered in the Great Barrier Reef, which is the world's largest coral reef system. Researchers say they were surprised and elated to stumble upon the massive underwater structure. It's the first discovery of its kind in 120 years, and scientists say it's a reminder that there's still so much we don't know about the ocean. They now plan to study the reef further to better understand its role within the ocean's ecosystem. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Work Wednesday, when we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. And today we're talking about how the pandemic is taking a toll on older workers in a way we haven't seen in decades. But first, a quick thanks to our sponsor, Monk Pack. If you think healthy cannot also mean tasty, think again. Monk Pack makes truly delicious low-carb, low-sugar snacks. Monk Pack keto granola bars have just 1 gram of sugar, 2 grams of net carbs, and only 140 calories. They're great for anyone wanting to cut back on sugar and carbs and still satisfy those cravings. And I know, with so much news happening, we've been busy here at The Newsworthy. So I love having Monk Pack keto granola bars on hand for a quick, easy, healthy, and really great tasting snack. And they not only taste great, they also have this perfect soft and chewy texture. And by the way, they are gluten-free, grain-free, plant-based, and have no sugar alcohols. So try it for yourself and you will see. And we have a special deal for our listeners. You can get 20% off your first purchase of any Monk Pack product by visiting monkpack.com and entering the code NEWSWORTHY at checkout. To get started, go to monkpack.com, that's M-U-N-K-P-A-C-K, monkpack.com, and select any product, then enter the code NEWSWORTHY at checkout to save 20% off your purchase. Okay, so now back to today's Work Wednesday. For the first time in 50 years, people over 55 have lost their jobs at a higher rate than younger people who are mid-career. This data comes from the New School in New York. It found older workers also became unemployed earlier in the crisis, and it took them longer to get rehired if they were at all. So AARP says the pandemic could push older Americans out of the workforce, and they may never get back in. The authors of the study say companies may be offloading older workers because they usually make more money. And with everything going on right now, age discrimination rules are not being tightly enforced. Some job search experts are offering advice, saying don't take for granted all the experience older workers have, and they should really refresh that resume to reflect it. All right, thank you so much for listening today. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.